Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Peter, we have a tie for first place. Allison Stewart and Paula Poundstone each has 3 points. They're in first place. Roy Blunt Jr. has 2.
I see. All right, Roy, you are in last place, so you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, the House of Representatives issued an official apology for blank.
Slavery.
Right, also Jim Crow. Just a week after he hit a pedestrian with his car, columnist blank was diagnosed with a brain tumor.
Novak.
Right, that may be why he didn't notice. Athletes in Iraq were thrilled that the ban has been lifted, and they will be allowed to participate in the blank.
The Olympics.
Right. An Israeli student apologized for taking Barack Obama's prayer from the blank.
From the Wailing Wall.
Right. The Western Wall. You stick it in. A woman at a New York City gym had to be rescued by firefighters after the exercise equipment she was on blanked.
Oh, flung her through the air.
Exactly like a slingshot. The New York Times reported that although Apple CEO blank has health problems, they are not life-threatening.
Oh, Apple CEO Steve Jobs.
Right. Authorities in Las Vegas detained comedy icon blank after they discovered a firearm in his carry-on luggage.
I wish I had been here for this. Jerry Lewis.
You wish you had seen that?
Well, I couldn't figure out.
Exactly. Investigators in Denton, Texas are investigating how a 5-year-old boy managed to slip out of his daycare center and end up at blank.
Bar.
No, he ended up at Hooters.
That's a bar. Hooters is a bar.
Hooters is a bar. So this 5-year-old boy walked out of the Imagination Station Child Care Center, crossed a busy highway, and ended up in a different kind of Imagination Station. A Hooters half a mile away. The Hooters general manager said he was pretty impressed with the boy's maturity. He knew how to cross a busy street. Plus, he also knew how to order the spicy hot wings before pinching the waitress. Carl, how did Roy do in our quiz?
Roy had a great round. 7 correct answers for 14 more points. He now has 16 points and the lead.
We have flipped a coin, and Paula has elected to go last. So, Allison, you're up next. Fill in the blank. Saying, the big powers are going down. The president of blank blamed the world's problems on the U.S. and other superpowers.
Iran.
Right. Angry that they had rejected Microsoft's buyout offer, billionaire investor T. Boone Pickens called blank pathetic and dumped all his stock. Yahoo, right. In what the Brooklyn paper called a goyish gaffe, New York congressional candidate Kevin Powell promised leaders of the Hasidic community there that he would blank.
Go to church.
No, that he would bring home the bacon for his district.
Oh.
NBC News announced that Mark Whitaker would replace the late blank as
Tim
Washington
Russell.
Bureau Chief, right? Researchers at the Salk Institute in California are excited over 2 drugs that may keep people physically fit without blank.
Exercising.
Right. A family in Germany has bought a blank for use for shopping and errands around town.
Volkswagen.
No, a 6-ton military surplus tank. Do you want to make sure that nobody cuts you off on the way to the mall? Follow the lead of the Schonisch family in Germany. Run your errands in a military surplus tank. Joachim Schonisch shelled out about $48,000 for the 6-ton tank. It has a disabled 30-millimeter gun, but nobody knows it's disabled. 3-inch armor plating. He retrofitted it with a tricked-out baby seat for his 2-year-old son. He says, quote, we take the tank to go shopping and, you know, little trips. It's a bit hard to find a parking place, but we get right of way at every intersection. Carl, how did Allison do in our quiz?
Well, Allison had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. She now has 11 points, but Roy still has the lead with 16.
And Carl, how many does Paula need to win?
7 correct answers.
Well, ready?
Certainly.
Okay, here we go. Fill in the blank. The future of Mideast peace talks were in question after the prime minister of blank announced that he will step down within 2 months.
Israel.
Right. The House Judiciary Committee voted to cite White House advisor blank with contempt of Congress for refusing to testify. Right. Radovan Karadzic refused to enter a plea at his war crimes trial tribunal at the blank.
Hague.
Right. Prison officials in Florida are calling the 12-inch square hole through which 2 prisoners escaped their jail a blank.
Terrible mistake.
It's a design flaw, is what they said. Does she get that? What do you think? She gets that. All right, good. Touted as a Google killer, The new search engine called Blank debuted this week to middling reviews.
I don't know. The Dick Cheney's looking at you.
It's called Cool, spelled C-U-I-L.
Right.
Tim Donaghy, a referee for The Blank, was sentenced to 15 months in jail for betting on games he himself refereed.
For the NBA.
Right. Trouble is brewing between Germany and Poland over the delicate issue of blanks at the border.
Over the delicate issue of snowballs at the border.
No, naked Germans.
Yes.
Close.
Exhibitionist German tourists. Is that redundant? They've been coming to Usedom, a nude beach in the Baltic coast, for decades. Until this year, though, they were protected by this fence and the border. But borders have been relaxed. They removed the fence. Now the Poles and the Germans are mixed. The Poles are closed. The Germans are not. Strife has ensued. The Germans accusing the Poles of gawking at them, sometimes with binoculars. The Poles accusing the Germans of walking around to be gawked at. Past years, this could have led to world war. But instead, the problem was solved in true modern European fashion, a huge subsidy to pay for blindfolds and liposuction. Carl, did Paula do well enough to win?
She needed 7 correct answers, but Paula had just 5 correct answers. So with 16 points, Roy Blunt Jr. is this week's champion.
Well done, sir. Very well done.
I couldn't have done it without the rest of you.
True.